This is HPR episode 2822 entitled, What's in the Box? Part 1, and is part of the series, Hobby Electronics. It is hosted by NY Bill, and is about 21 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Any Bill opens a mystery box he found in the mailbox.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Oh, this is NY Bill, and I'm here with, I don't know what I'm here with, actually. 2 weeks ago, a box arrived in my mailbox, and I know who it's from now, because they sent me a question on, I think it was Signal, asking if it had arrived, or if it, but it takes a little while to get, this came all the way from England, it came from Cornwall, it came from Mr. Tim Timmy, and I have no idea what it is. I just put it on my bench, and he kind of hinted that it might be electronics in nature, so I said when I get some time to record, I'll open it up, and I'll, let's see what this is. I'm going to open the window. Well, we can listen to the rain now, but it's hot in here. It's finally getting towards spring. Dropped my phone. So let me get a knife and see what's in here. Where do I start opening it? I guess I don't start opening it. I just peel off. Marshall, did you completely cover this in tape as a joke? How do I even get in here? Watch, I'll get through all this tape and he'll have sent me a box of tape. That would be. I'm going to call this episode Tape. Finally. Holy cow. Nope, he's got tape going in the other direction too. If you can hear Picard's doorbell, that's one of my buddies sending me a text. Marshall, I'm going to edit this so everybody doesn't have to listen to it, but I'm going to send you the raw because this is 3 minutes and 45 seconds of me opening tape, buddy. You're going to have to listen to it all. It's in an HP box. It's in a toner box. He sent me some Crunch Bang stickers. Awesome, man. Wow, that brings back memories. You still had some of these, huh? Cool. One of those is going right on the new laptop because I didn't have one. What is this? Oh, sweet. It looks like a guitar pedal kit. A tremolo. Awesome. Yeah, I do like these tremolos. I had one way back in the day by Boss. Wow, this is a lot of parts. Thank you, man. Yeah, we'll get an HPR or two out of this, the build of this. Depth, speed, volume. It's a complete kit. That's awesome. Nice. So let's, I'll just open it up a bit here. Let me check, take a look at the board. Oh, that looks pretty straightforward. Cool. Well, this might be a short HPR, but I have to build this thing now. So I hope it doesn't work the first time and I got to fix it. That'll be good. But, all right. Thanks, Marshall. That's awesome. So I just went down and showed Mrs. NY Bill, and she said, "Who knew guitars needed pedals? How do you think they get all the noises, you?" Ooh, Mrs. NY Bill. So I thought, you know, I'll build this up someday, and then I realize it's raining out. There's nothing to do. I'm going to start building it now. Fun. The instructions are minimum. They just show where each component goes. So I'll build this up like I do all my boards. Lowest components first and then stack up. I wonder why there's so many LEDs. Oh no, just the one LED. Alright. So let's see what we got here. Magnification, because I'm getting old. Caps. Transistors. I wonder if they're doing like a push-pull thing with the transistors. And resistors. I'll start with the resistors. I'm gonna have to edit some of this out because I'm in a long text conversation with a bunch of friends from the look. My buddy B-Spa Mike is a Lenovo fanatic. So I'm just, he says he's gonna start cleaning his house and start actually getting rid of stuff, but I just told him I picked up a pallet of Lenovos from an old school and he's gonna want that. Let me send that. All right. Yeah, it's like, what is this episode going to be like? An evening with Bill? Alright, let's open up these resistors. Well, I'm curious where you got this from, Tim Timmy. I had a tremolo once, a Boss tremolo, and it developed, it was used. And it worked fine in the store, and when I got it home, it started doing this weird, I think it was a ground loop. So like a weird buzz sound to it, but the buzz was in the tremolo, like yeah, that's what a buzz sounds like in a tremolo. I wonder why I got so many of these leads. Oh, up to the pots, of course. So that's nice. They labeled the resistors for you, so you don't have to get out a meter and check each one. Well, I'll pause it here while I populate some parts. 20 meg. Might have to put this one on the meter. I can't read the writing of whoever wrote very tiny on here. 20 meg? Or 2.2 meg. Probably 2.2. I'll just save that one to last. This is something I do. If you're not sure of a component's value or it's like right in between something, just leave it to the last one you put in and it might, you know, it's going to be the last slot on the board. Yeah, it's hard to read this person's writing. 10K, I think this is. I'm going to check a few of these. Let me turn on the meter. Ohms. 1.2k ohms. Here's a tip. When you're using a meter to check resistance, your tendency is to grab both leads and push them down onto the probes with your thumb. You're actually going to start reading the resistance in your body as well. So if I hold this one, I'm only holding one end, and I got 1.2k ohms, but if I touch my thumb on the other end as well, it goes down to 1.1k ohm. 1.199. I mean, that's not much, but I am changing the resistance by using both of my thumbs. So that's 1.2k. All right, goes there. Here, I'll check this one, that one I said I'll save to last. Let me just check it while I got the meter going. Looks like 0.8? No, 2.2 mega ohm. Yeah, 2.2, so that's a 2.2. It goes right there. All right, I got it. Did you buy one of these for yourself, Marshall, to build as well? I know you're into guitars, and I know you're You're a guy that's not afraid to solder. Or did you build one already? All right, there's the resistors populated. I got a, damn, I got the wrong tip in my, I got a tip I don't want in my soldering iron and it's already hot. Let's try that again. I'm trying to clip the leads of the resistors and get them all to fall in the box. But inevitably one goes flying off and it's in the rug somewhere and it'll stick in my sock in some future date. Oh, look at that. Two I forgot to solder. Well, clipping them off, I just saw two. When you bend the pins over on like all the resistors at once, it's like a little forest. Sometimes you can't see a couple in there. I just put it back in the stand and I lost it again. Where is it? Well, maybe it was just the one. Oh, there it is. All right, what's next? Next biggest thing. Next biggest thing is the transistors. So what do we got here? I gotta look under the... We got 2N3904s. 2N3904s. I'm gonna go look up what that is. A 2N3904 is a NPN transistor. And they're look... Let me look at the traces. They're putting them in... kind of back to back here. And then there's one other transistor. A K30A? I never heard of this. Oh, it's a FET. I've never heard of this one. So this one goes in down here. Okay, there's the transistors. Next up in height-wise is... well, these look like a little tantalum capacitors. Well, they're dipped. They look like they're just dipped in some type of plastic. These are 105s. And then we got another, this looks like a tantalum as well, 1.75224? What the heck is that? Oh, it's 224 over here. Alright, I gotta open up another package of, what's all this? This is all the pots and the LED. I don't know. Here's a three-pole double-throw switch for like a true bypass. I'm not sure if these are directional. I guess I'd have to check them with the meter. I'm going to put that in last. That's pretty tall. Got some pots here. Here's an LED. On these instructions, I'm not sure what's going on here. It looks like they've drawn two bodge wires from the three-pole double throw down to the 1 meg resistor, and then they crossed it out. And then they've drawn another one between the 1 microfarad cap and the center leg of the transistor, and then they've crossed it out. So I don't know if you need to put those jumpers in, or they did and then they didn't. Or Marshall, did you buy one of these kits and put it together and it didn't work? This might be like long distance troubleshooting. Let's see. Okay, it just took a little while to kind of figure out these pots. You got a D1, D2, D3, you got a V1, V2, V3, and an S3, S2. Okay, speed, volume, depth. And it doesn't tell you which wires to use for what, so I'm just going to make it up. I'm going to put in all the one positions, I'm going to put black. They give you black, red, and white. Oh, speed only gets two wires. So it's only got, speed only has two and three. For two, I'll use red, I guess. And then S2, because speed does have a number two right there. Boy, this just reminded me, I started another... I think it was another HPR I did where I was talking about etching. And I etched a board for a Big Muff Pi pedal, a distortion pedal, and I never finished that. It's still over there. It's over near my computer. It's just not in a case yet, and I haven't tested it. Maybe someday. So the three-wire, D3, those are all, I'm going to have them be white. So here's S3. I was soldering the wire, and when I let go of everything, the wire fell back out. So I gotta clean this all up. LED plus, LED minus. Plus I'll do red. Minus I'll do black. Last thing is the switch I'm gonna put in here because it's big honking switch. So the lead, the pins on this are pretty heavy duty. If you're soldering something like that, put your soldering pan on one side of the like the heavy duty metal, and then bring your solder into the other side of that metal so you get everything up to the same heat. It's kind of like the way plumbers do a coupling or a joint. Now I just got to remember which one of these was what. We got three different pots. 500 meg ohm. 20K, 20K. All right, the one that wasn't labeled is the 500 meg ohm. That is for depth. So depth 1, 2, 3. Boy, that's a tricky one. Let me take a picture of this. This is... So I got the potentiometer up in the vise, and then I gotta just bring the leads up with my thumb and finger. That's a trick. Okay, I'm gonna do the barrel jack now, but I don't know which one is... which pin is what, so I'll get it on the meter. Touch the center pin. Okay, so the... there's a bent over tab, if anybody gets a kit like this. That's your center pin, and then there's two other tabs. Those are both ground. And then the last thing here is the LED. Short leg is the cathode, negative. I might want to shrink wrap these. Okay, just found... I'm glad I caught this now. I have soldered the LED negative to the volume... in one side of the volume. Let me fix that now. Jeez, did we just lose a whole troubleshooting episode because I found that already? Okay, I think that is the whole thing. It looks like an octopus on the bench here. The big question is, will it do anything? Let me go get a 9-volt battery. And I guess I'm going to have to turn on an amp and find a guitar and some chords. All right, I got my trusty Tele. Okay, I need one more guitar chord. Is this thing ready to go? Amp is ready. So which one of these is output? Tip out. It's doing something. Just making a buzzing noise. Where? I need another cord. Ah! Just all went on the floor. Out tip. In. Well, we got... I can play through it. Let's see what happens. The volume just went down. There is no tremolo. So we start troubleshooting. Also, the LED does not come on. There's a difference. Is that the volume? Right, volume's working, but no tremolo. All right, let me check into this. I just found something already. I went to pick up the board and the negative wire from the battery just fell right out. It's not soldered in. I got a little solder on there, but not enough. So the only thing working on this is the volume. Let me see. Do I have my LED backwards, maybe? Usually an LED is just an indicator, but sometimes they do run circuits through it. You know, still something going on. Well, I'd say basically the build is a failure. It's doing a little something, but not the right something. So I guess we get another HPR out of this as I do a repair episode. So that'll be a part two, I guess. Thanking you, Tim Timmy, from like a long distance and like holding my arm out a long distance. Should I thank you for this, or is this going to be down the rabbit hole? All right, man. I'll see you guys next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.